646-0623.
Here we are in another week, and it's always interesting when it comes to Washington. And who better to go to? We do it all the time. Talk Radio News. We have the Grand Dame once again, Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
I am okay.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did have a good weekend. It was the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur, and I just relax and take the day off and not do any work, which is unusual because I'm not one of these people that takes off.
Well, I can tell you what you should do. Next time you get a day or two off, go see The Ides of March. You're a political person. It's an interesting movie. I thought it was pretty well done.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. It was, and then you'll appreciate it because it's the whole running thing and stuff that you've covered. And that goes for the rest of you, America, because we talk about that all the time on ATN. I think I'm going to give it high marks. I don't go to a lot of movies. I'm going to give it a thumbs up, definitely.
Wow.
Yeah, thumbs up, definitely. It was very well done. Very, very great actors. It was just, it was really, really super, super interesting.
Think about it.
Yeah. What was also interesting is what happened over this Voters Value Summit and the pastor from the mega church in Dallas talking about Mormonism, specifically really at Romney, because he was saying he was pushing his support toward Rick Perry since he was a real Christian. And then they started to buzz about whether he had said in the past Mormonism is a cult thing, and that really broke wide open. And Bill Bennett chimed in saying that was ridiculous and it's bigotry and it's only going to hurt, so what is he doing? And it became a big story. What are your thoughts? First of all, what are your thoughts? I'm going to ask you this because you've covered politics for so long. What are your personal thoughts about religion and politics?
It doesn't belong. In fact, I have somebody's campaign I supported in Mississippi who I knew very well through our work there, and she was sending these daily meditations and this religious stuff, and I just went nuts on the woman. I'm sure she'll never speak to me again, but I just said, you know, it just doesn't belong. That's not how we do things in the United States.
Yeah. And do you think that, I mean, this story was a big story. I think it's going to go through a few more cycles, if you will, in the news business.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is, to say the least. but again, you know, we never can predict. That's what I've learned.
What's going to happen? Yeah.
But I have to say that, you know, they interviewed Fox News Channel Today interviewed this guy that made the original comments about Mormonism, and he said, well, he believes that religion does belong in political life. Well, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that. He said, if you're a religious person, that's what I preach. I'm a religious guy, and so I think it belongs. And he said it's your own personal – he did throw that at the end about it was your own personal litmus test, how you felt. So,
right.
It's interesting. It's always interesting when we're talking about this kind of stuff. The drone deal is also a big deal for many of the listeners here because it's split. Some people think, hey, collateral damage, things happen, you don't want it to happen. Others say, forget the drone, it's wrong, it's too dangerous, look what's happened in Afghanistan and some other places. But now looking at the legality of this whole thing, there's some news on that front, isn't there?
Well, yes, because the news is that there was, in fact, this very long memo written for the president, and it went through the Justice Department, went to Harold Cohen State, and all those people. And it basically said we have to look at these issues, and if it can be determined somehow that there was no other way to get this guy, well, then they justify why it's legal. Most international law professors you talk to, whether they be United States citizens or non, think that what they did was not legal.
All right, so there you go. Ellen set us up. 800-259-5791. What do all of you across America think, fair or foul? Hey, speaking of fair or foul, Air and Space Museum, that was the site for Occupy D.C., these movements that have spurred since the Wall Street protesters. I saw the video. It's kind of wild, the video.
Well, they're upset that there are all of these, you know, Lockheed Martin, et cetera, that are essentially supporting the Air and Space Museum and that, you know, are making drones and that the Air and Space Museum actually shows them. They also show buzz bombs from the from World War II, so which was essentially a form of kind of drone. So they have been doing that, and there's been, you know, people being maced and peppered spray and things like that, and what the question is whether they had a right to do it. You know, this reminds me very much of the 60s and when there was a big protest, I think it was in November of 1969. And, you know, I remember smelling tear gas in Washington, D.C. It was a time, and I see this as very similar.
Wow, seems barbaric. It seems to the whole idea of the tear gas.
Why are we pepper spraying our own citizens?
Yeah, that's frightening to me. All right, Ellen Ratter, Talk Radio News. We'll talk with you again here on America Tonight. Thanks so much.
You got it.
All right, coming up, one of her cohorts, or horts, that's probably the better way to say it after you haven't had 10 cups of coffee, will make it into the show as the weekly rewind. Ken Bassinet and I always have such great conversations about politics, and he's looking at the people running, and we're looking at the GOP. And speaking of the people running, it was another big weekend for a lot of talking heads. And one of the things that came up is what you heard me mention there with Ellen is the religious debate and religion and politics. And Herman Cain, when he was asked about it, because, of course, it comes from the pastor of the megachurch who talked about Mormonism and was pushing Rick Perry versus Mitt Romney, when Cain was asked to throw in his two cents, and we're going to ask you to do that coming up at the tail end of the hour, he said, look, religious debating is not going to solve our job crisis right now. It's just another distraction. We cannot go down this road at this point. We can't do it. We just can't do it. One thing that did happen over the weekend that was done well, another straw poll, because, you know, there's a whole bunch of them, and we have our own straw poll going on here on America Tonight. Herman Cain narrowly beating Ron Paul. We'll give you some of the details later in this show. You still can weigh in. Go to AmericaTonight.net, click on the email, tell us who you think should be president if you have to vote this week, because we've been doing it now. This is our third week. Ron Paul won this latest straw poll. And, of course, the Voters Value Summit is always a big deal in Washington, D.C., and that's part of where that conversation came from over religion and politics. So Ron Paul, once again, comes up big. We'll give you all of those numbers, all that stuff, at the tail end of this hour. Other things, other people on the hot seat that we'll talk about. Eric Holder, is he on the hot seat or is he not on the hot seat? Does he get a pass because somehow he's got a ironclad reason why memos and certain things were said when it comes to Fast and Furious? And the timing of all of this investigation couldn't be worse for Eric Holder, because he has to feel like he's squirming a little bit, if nothing else. More guns found in Mexico. And this time we're talking about one of the worst places in Juarez. So this is tracked again back to that same program, that ATF program that nobody in power seemed to know about until an agent was killed, until a border agent was killed. So these guns picked up illegally under that ATF op found in Ciudad Juarez are all there according to the court records. We'll talk about it coming up a little bit later. Odds and ends. Let's get you caught up to date on a few other things happening in your backyard next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Odds and ends, because this is happening in some of your backyards. Some of the listeners here to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, is not a brush with Madonna, but Thanksgiving Day. That this is a feast that we celebrate in the United States in November, but Thanksgiving is celebrated each year on the second Monday of October in Canada. Mm-hmm. Oh, those turkeys. There's those turkeys. Isn't it crazy? So that's just how they've always done it. And it's not just Canada that celebrates Thanksgiving, by the way. Liberia celebrates, Norfolk Island celebrates. But, it's really, when you think of when we do and the Pilgrims Landing and all of that, and you think of Canada and Liberia, by the way, just so you know, they celebrate November 3rd of this year. Norfolk Island, on the 30th, they do it. And, of course, it seems so far away for the rest of us, doesn't it, in the U.S.? We'll do it on the 4th Thursday in November. Also in the Netherlands, they'll be celebrating that, too. So, happy Thanksgiving to all the Canadians who are listening. The Canadians, by the way, as you can imagine, are not celebrating the contributions of anybody from Plymouth, Massachusetts. It's completely different for the reasons that they're celebrating it. In Canada, it goes back to an explorer, a guy named Martin Frobisher, who was trying to find a way to the Pacific Ocean. So his Thanksgiving celebration wasn't because of any harvest. Oh, we're thanking God for this food, but it was for coming home because he returned. And this is the interesting thing. He returned from a blunder. An unsuccessful search, if you will, for the Northwest Passage. But he didn't die. Yeah. He didn't suffer the fate of Henry Hudson or Sir John Franklin. So I guess that's reason to celebrate. He made it back. I mean, that's good enough for me. I celebrate it every time I make it back from some of the horrific traffic that I have to contend with, it seems like, wherever I live. And I'm sure some of you can certainly relate to that. All right, some other odds and ends that certainly we can all relate to. And one of the biggest things is what we're seeing with the unemployment numbers. Okay, 9.5. And every month with bated breath, we wait to see what's going to happen when the new jobless numbers come out. What's the jobless rate? And every single one of us, every single one of us knows somebody, if not yourself, that's in this situation where you're stuck. You're in a vice. You're trying to find a job, but you're unemployed. You don't get unemployment anymore, or whatever the millions of reasons are for whatever your situation is. I think that if you went up and down your block, it's like I used to say about looking for the for sale signs and foreclosure signs. I think if you took a little survey of your community, you would definitely find within your block, you have a couple of people that are in some really, really tough situations. So there is no question that the fight for 2012 is all about jobs, is all about the economy, all about it. And now we have lots of stories cropping up about people who are unemployed looking really hard for jobs, but they've been out there for a year. They've been out there for a year and a half, and then they think they have this temporary job, a contract job, whatever it might be, but they end up losing the job because they've been out of work too long. So the people that are going to hire whoever it is that's applying, they're not supposed to have that bias, but they do, because they've got other people that are currently employed that are looking to make a leap for whatever reason. And I think that's rough. So now they're saying that the one thing in the jobs bill, that got lost in all the conversation is it would ban companies with 15 or more employees from refusing to consider or offer a job to someone who is unemployed. And that would also go for employment agencies, and it wouldn't allow them, you know, it would prohibit one ads that disqualify people just because they're unemployed. Okay, in theory, doesn't that sound great? But come on, in practical application, you own a company and you have so many people that for whatever reason that are probably more than qualified applying, and you're picking one person and you have 200, 300 qualified and overqualified people, and that was whittling down 1,000. I mean, it's crazy out there. I think in some cases it's that crazy that for just a few openings, you'll find, I don't care if it's at Big Lots, I don't care if it's at Walmart, I don't care if it's at an agency where you're going through mortgages, that the people that put their ads out there on whatever it is, Career Builder or Monster or whatever form they're using, that they get bombarded by resumes. And they, of course, there are some that just are not qualified and they automatically shove them aside. But I don't see how that's enforceable. It's fine to say that, but I don't see how it's enforceable. And that unemployment level is definitely stuck over 9%. You've got 4.5 million people, that's nearly one-third of the unemployed, who have been out of work for a year. Out of work for a year. What do you do when you're out that long? And you've got no backup. You have nobody to back you up. That's tough. I mean, there are some tough times out there, without a doubt. So if you fall into that category and you want to share your story, please do. We want to hear from you, definitely. Okay, here's something that happened that I think some people can relate to as to why they don't run when they hear stories like this. Here you have a guy, he's 35 years old, in good shape. He's a firefighter, for goodness sake, out of North Carolina. He was running for a charity. He collapses and he dies during the Chicago Marathon. Is that terrible? And he was running to raise money to help burn victims. And, of course, they're devastated. I mean, we don't know when our ticket's going to be punched, sad to say. But what the timing of that for that family. Oh, awful. And this is what makes people nervous about the whole running thing, where someone's in shape, here they are, and this firefighter collapsed on the course 500 feet from the finish line. That's what they said, 500 feet. So they were trying to do whatever they could. They were able to get his heart beating again, but he ended up dying almost 2 hours after he was at the race, and he was fine. And, you know, unfortunately, this has happened before in some other marathons and whatnot. I mean, we know even with people who are, quote, professional runners, I guess there's always that possibility. So now they're talking about, and this is the reason I brought it up, because I know some of you are trying to run or get harassed about you used to run and be in shape or whatever. They're talking about that, and you see them over the weekend in all your backyards. I'm sure you've seen triathletes. I'm sure you've seen people on the bikes and running and doing all that stuff. And since they've had problems with the triathlons, they're talking about trying to figure out if there's any way, what's going on here, if there's any way they can do something to prevent what's happening, these deaths of people that are presumably in pretty good shape because they've had this happen in New York City, not just Chicago, New York City, and Washington, D.C., and Louisville, Kentucky. They've had the same thing. And, yes, it's still pretty rare, and same thing with the marathons, but enough that there is a huge concern about maybe there's something that they could do to perhaps, you know, they got the heart beating, and maybe there's something they could do to assist them faster or do something or, you know, whatever. But I think that's unfortunately one of those sad situations where they did what they could and it was a freak thing, and they've had a couple of these freak things, and there's no predicting, sadly, when something awful like that happens to people, and this is one of those crazy, crazy things, you know, absolutely. We're worried about riots at home, but look to Cairo and see what's happened. I mean, it is on fire. You know, the whole thing about Rome burning, it's Cairo is burning. Flames shooting up all over the place. I happened to check it out before I jumped on the air. And they had massive clashes over the weekend on Sunday. And what's happened is you've had Christians have their churches attacked, and they're upset. And they say, you know, this is the Muslim and the Egyptian security forces. You have 24 people that were killed, more than 200 people that were injured. This is some of the worst stuff they've seen since going back to Hosni Mubarak and his reign back in February. And they did what, you know, brought out the armored cars, brought out the billy clubs, brought out everything they could. But 24 people died in those riots. Oof. Stay with us. Coming up next, we have our weekly re-rack, a conversation with the Baz.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Each and every show, as all of you know by now, here on America Tonight, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders, as I'm fond of saying, from Talk Radio News, the Baz. Ken Bazinet joins us now, right from the get-go. Ken, sorry about your Red Sox.
What? Why would you even...
Come on! I'm sorry, we had to tell you that, because we know that it was rough for you, and we were feeling for you. We were pulling for your team.
Mm.
Seriously, I'm a Philly fan, and I was pulling for you.
Mm.
You have no comments. All right. Suddenly, he's silent.
People lost their jobs, okay?
It's not it's good, terrible.
Millionaires lost their jobs. It's very sad.
Yeah, don't worry about Terry Francona. He's fine.
On Thursday, we raised the Stanley Cup banner to the rafters of the New Garden,
mm-hmm.
and that is a beautiful tonic. The Patriots are back on track after a hiccup in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And the core three will be back with the Boston Celtics. So it's all is not lost. I would like the Yankees to lose tonight, and I think it's happening. So.
Yeah, so we'll see and see if Motown City moves on, if Detroit does that or not. Just a typical Boston fan, you seg into the Stanley Cup banner. I love it. All right, let's go to Chris Christie, the New Jersey governor. What's the scoop with him? My sources told me he was going to be out anyway, so it's official, right?
It is official. We talked about it a week ago. I think he had just made the comment, you know, at the Reagan Library. When this whole flaps, you know, started up a couple of weeks ago, I should say. And he finally shut it down because it was getting way out of hand. He made a decision. He said that it was not wrong to say that he was reconsidering, but he never changed his mind. It was always no. And, you know, this is all I will say because I think people in the mainstream media are downplaying this a little bit too much. Yes, he was recruited by Wall Street high rollers who are not happy with Romney and the rest of the field. However, it was a very convenient time for him to have his so-called reconsideration period, simply because not only did he have to speak at the Reagan Library, but he was doing a West Coast tour of fundraising tour. So he was out there panhandling. And Kate, as you can imagine, if you're panhandling as the governor of New Jersey, that's one thing. If you're panhandling as the governor of New Jersey, who is considering becoming a presidential candidate, that draws a different clientele, a different kind of donor into the mix, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I know what you mean. Yeah.
So I think he was both opportunistic, you know, but also realistic. I mean, we have him on videotape saying, I'm not going to run because I'm not ready. As simple as that. That's a direct quote. That ad is explosive, you know, and there's a million other things you could do against him. But I think he had a serious deliberation period and was content with not changing his mind is the way that came out. And quite frankly, I think these so-called experts, political experts who say that this is going to turn out to be his one and only chance, were only saying that to try and push him to get into the race. You know?
Yeah, I agree. And now that he's out, who does this help? Does this help Romney and Kane?
Romney in a big way.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
You know, and there's a new poll out by ABC News and the Washington Post, and the flavor of the month is pretty much toast. Rick Perry has melted. We have Mitt Romney sitting atop the poll, 25%. Romney has bounced up and down, but never from a dangerous point where he wasn't in striking range. You know, the flavor of the month, whether it be Bachman or whether it be Perry, would surge, and Romney would drop. But then when, you know, the flaws were exposed, et cetera, Romney would move back to his perch. Well, that's the case here. The fact of the matter is that Perry has dropped 13 points, and he now has 16% support. What's really interesting is Kane, on a 12-point bump upward, is also at 16%. So all of a sudden, I think you have Herman Cain as a front runner in the Veep Stakes, the race beneath the race for vice president. I don't think he can win. I'll be honest with you. I don't think the table is set for him to win. I don't think he's going to win Iowa. I don't think he's going to win New Hampshire. I think that's a lock for Romney. And quite frankly, I don't think he can pull it out in a Republican primary in South Carolina. Probably the same goes for Florida, but he does make a ticket look very interesting, and it's quite obvious that people have given him a second look, that he's connecting with people. For the same reason that Perry has dropped, I believe, is the reason why Kane has gone up, and that's the debates. Perry has been dismal in the debates.
Yeah.
Kane has been really, you know, clear speaking. You know what he's talking about. He's entertaining. And, you know, he doesn't bumble all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, whereas Perry is just, he trips over syllable after syllable.
Right. Yeah, and says things he can't take back.
Yeah, in this same poll, my man Ron Paul continues to be the only other, you know, person holding steady at 11%.
Mm-hmm.
I say, man, just because his people do not bend. When they're with him, they're with him.
I agree.
So I think that, you know, the combination of Chris Christie saying, no, I'm not going to do this to myself and to my family. The time's not right. I don't feel it. You know, there's no fire in my belly, et cetera, et cetera. You know, combined with the fact that Perry is really in the middle of a really bad patch right now that I'm not sure he can rebound from. I mean, I don't see any signs of improvement. The only thing he has going for him is there's a nice break of several weeks until the next debate, and hopefully, you know, for his sake, he's going to get some schooling, you know,
yeah,
maybe do some prep, you know.
Yeah, and, I agree. What about Obama though? In that poll, that was the big news too. Come on.
Well, I mean, but it's generic, right? You're talking about the 55%.
Yeah.
Yeah, 55% of respondents say that they expect the Republican to win.
Yeah.
However, that Republican is a generic Republican. When you match Obama with each candidate, the only one who beats him is Romney, and it's only by a couple of points, so it's well within the margin of error.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a really an interesting dynamic. People are like saying, oh, yeah, I think the Republican is going to win. And then you go down the list of who's going to do it, and people have a tough time with that. You know?
Yeah, do you think the Democrats, though, are worried? I mean, the Axelrod and Gibbs?
I know that they're worried, but they're worried for the right reasons, and they know that, and they're worried at the right time, 13 months out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sort of like yesterday, when the president said, I'm the underdog.
Yes.
And I've always been an underdog.
Yes.
Not the underdog. He's a sitting president, okay? But why does he say he's the underdog? To light a fire under his
boots. Yep, exactly. That's what I said on the air.
Calculated. Yeah. And we've seen this base language, this base building language. You and I have talked about it the last few weeks. You know what I mean? Axelrod has made comments. You know what I mean? There's been movements, the way the president's been delivering speeches. No, it's all really all about base building. And quite frankly, if you're doing, or in his case, base rebuilding and fence mending, and if you're doing that this far out, boy, you could be in much better shape than people think when you get down the home stretch. Remember, in 2008, John McCain had to reach out to Sarah Palin for base building. And that was late August, early September. Boy, that is very late in the game to have to solidify things with your base voters, you know?
Yeah,
and
I agree.
I think the president is trying to do that now, you know? But I'll be honest with you. Here's everyone's homework assignment out there. Pay attention to my colleagues in the mainstream media. I will bet you dollars to donuts that they are going to once again embrace Perry for one simple reason: for fear of not having a race to report on. The media without a horse race election, you know, it's like apple pie without vanilla ice cream. It just doesn't work. You know?
Right, because they don't know where to go with it. They need the storyline. Yeah.
And Kate, just look at how they fawned all over Chris Christie. You know what I mean? It was the same thing. It was like, oh, my God, it was the Messiah was coming. The Republican Messiah was coming, you know? And it was really all about they had something to talk about in terms of a race, you know?
Sure.
And the fact of the matter is they will commit the same sin now with Perry, unless he just continues to bumble along. I mean, this latest thing with the hunting lodge.
Yeah. Oh, crazy.
I mean, nobody really wants to address it, I've noticed. You know what I mean? I've talked to a couple of folks, you know, the conservatives.
Back away.
The conservatives that I've talked to today during my radio hits, they want to talk about it. The folks on the left don't want to talk about it.
I think it's because of the whole N-word thing dancing around it, not even. I've said that on the air. We talked about it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Because if it is, it is, and it's a story. It would be a story, you know, what really happened, okay? The father was painted over it, or they took it out, or whatever happened. And really, we don't even know the end of that story.
I was watching Ta-Nehisi Coates on one of the cables. He's an African-American brilliant writer with The Atlantic. And he was just basically saying, hey, people, say it. Say it, because we're talking about it in an academic, scholarly kind of way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, don't be afraid to talk about it and that sort of thing. And I think that's good advice, especially coming from those quarters, from people who know the word in a hateful way on the receiving end.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I agree.
He also made one other point which really stuck with me, which was if you look at how people are being quoted in the stories out of Texas, you're hearing a lot of people saying, look, it's what the name was. It's no big deal. And he made the point, don't tell me this is something from a long time ago when you have people saying it's no big deal. He said it means it still exists now.
That's right.
You know, right. It's a very good point. I think that one is going to be one of the least discussed scandals, if you will, that
sure.
is going to not ever get from around his neck, quite frankly.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that will always be in the backs of minds of intellectual, kind-hearted, wise Republicans. You know, the sort of the center-right Republican, if you will. The Northeastern breed, like Collins and Olympia Snowe up in Maine, for instance, or even Scott Brown in Massachusetts. These are not Tea Party people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're not going to get beyond it. We're out of time. The Baz, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Pleasure's all mine.
You can't argue with success, and many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products, like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, menopause specialist for women, and joint specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Why
don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
America, who gets to hear that music when they trail in and out of a room? Of course, Hail to the Chief. We're doing our unofficial, as all they all are, by the way, straw poll here on America Tonight. And boy, over the weekend, I think a lot of you did more than watch football, hang out, chill, go to clubs, whatever, because we had some pretty big numbers come in. I just tallied them up a short while ago, and I'm going to give you those numbers in a second, but I want to tell you this, because numbers that are pouring in for Herman Cain, it's very interesting. He's now sort of become the guy to beat. This is the latest Zogby Interactive poll. The former pizza man, Godfather's Pizza CEO, has a 20-point lead over the rest of the Republicans. If the election were held today, the poll says Cain would be the only Republican candidate capable of beating President Obama. How about that? Remember, I kept saying that when you come around those turns, it's like a horse race. It seemed, oh, we have a dead heat, or we're getting closer, or Mitt Romney's the establishment guy, the former Massachusetts governor, has his fundraising act together, has his people together, is able to defuse a lot of things other than the health care issue out of Massachusetts when he was governor, but you do have a few differences in a few of the polls, and there's so many polls. I say this all the time. I'm like a poll princess, right? There's something about the polls. It's like the football polls. When I'm looking at college football, you're looking at college hoop, and you see the AP and the coaches, and you know, you mix them all together, and sometimes one and two are different, or the top ten's different. So ABC still has Romney ahead of Rick Perry and Cain. CBS has Romney in a dead heat with Cain. But the story is Cain, Mr. 999, because he has zoomed ahead 10 percentage points since September 26th, and he's at 38%. Now, Romney's in second. This is the Zogby poll. Romney's in second. He's got 18. Perry's after that. And Ron Paul is still in it. He's still hanging in the polls anyway. He's got 12%. So it's getting kind of interesting, I think, to follow this. When we swing into the new year, really, it's a mad dash to get to June, and then it's full bore. You know, I've had some people say to me when we have these conversations off the air, well, you know, isn't it too soon for all that crap? Isn't it too soon to start thinking about that? It's not too soon, because with the whole fundraising thing and getting behind somebody, if you are getting behind one of these Republican candidates, I mean, it's different if you were just down the line. I don't care who it is. I'm GOP all the way. There's just no way that I could vote for Obama, and there's no other alternative. So I'm whoever it is, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. But it's the independents, it's the Democrats that are disillusioned that the Republican Party has to play for, because don't forget the power. People get excited about this, but don't forget the power of an incumbent president. An incumbent president really, really, truly has an edge, especially if the economy were to kick around. The economy right now is a blight on Obama's record, no matter what. If they point to the previous administration, if they talk about the banks too big to fail, we inherited it, it's only 3 years down the line, it doesn't matter. The buck stops with the person in office, no matter who it is. But will that ultimately be enough to stir a very big change. Very big change. It's interesting. So over the weekend, a lot of people were paying attention to what was happening with the value summit, with the voters' value summit in Washington, D.C. And the significance, of course, is a lot of conversation about conservative issues and what conservatives should be paying attention to and whatnot, and what are the big things to tackle in this election besides the obvious thing with jobs, etc. And always a big deal. It's really become one of those kind of turning points. And you had anybody who was everybody kind of on hand there, including Mitt Romney. So what happened was Mitt Romney took it on the chin, if you will, thanks to a megachurch pastor, Robert Jeffress, who's the senior pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas. He was at that summit, and he talked about Mormonism. He talked about, real, true Christian faith, and this stirred the pot big time. Big time. A lot of people were paying attention to what Jeffress had to say, including the former Education Secretary Bill Bennett, who happens to do a talk show too. And he said, listen, he said that we can't put up with this bigotry. This is bigotry. Why are you talking about Mormonism? Is it a cult? Is it a whatever? Why are we even going here? Why are we doing that? It's not helping in any way. And what ultimately came of this is this pastor ended up defending himself and saying that he wasn't bigoted, and people weren't paying attention to what he was saying. So we're going to let you decide. I want you to hear this exchange he had with an anchor woman on CNN over the weekend, shortly after all of this broke from Washington, D.C.
Well, again, Kara, I'm not the one who brought it up. A reporter asked me, and, you know, my primary role is not of a politician nor a pundit. I'm a pastor, and when somebody asks me a theological question about Mormonism, I have a responsibility to tell the truth. This is no surprise, as you said. I'm not a Jeremiah Wright on the fringe making fanatical statements. Mormonism has never been considered a part of evangelical historic Christianity. I believe Mitt Romney's a good, moral man. If it's a choice between Mitt Romney and the general election and Barack Obama, I will vote for Mitt Romney.
All right, so you heard that. Basically what he goes on to say is that if you're a religious person, you have to think about that. You have to vote on that. One of the things that came up was that Article 6, Paragraph 3 of the Constitution, which bans a religious test for the presidency. And as he was saying, to him, it's about if you're a religious person and that the clause only applies to governments, not individuals. So the question at hand is, and one that has been tackled a bunch in the past, should religion matter when picking a president? To all of you listening to me, some of you wide awake and buzzed on your third shift, others of you might have one eye open and you're listening. Do you care about the religious aspect of the candidate? I'm not saying do you care if they say, I believe in God, that kind of stuff, and, you know, God bless everyone, you know, when candidates say that and whatnot. But should religion matter when a president is picked? And how, because then is it also where you rank faiths? Do you, you know, remember, John F. Kennedy was Catholic. Oh, no way can you elect a Catholic. Well, is a Catholic a Christian? Well, of course. He gets elected. You know, all right, a Catholic gets elected. But a lot was made about that because there had never been a Catholic in office before. Now we're talking about, let's face it, a Mormon. I mean, squarely, this is on Romney. Romney, when he heard about what was said at the summit, because he was there and he was speaking, and certainly he has deep ties, and his family does, forever and a day to the Mormon Church. He said that he didn't really directly take aim at it because there was somebody else that was coming up after him, a guy named Brian Fisher, who's a director at the American Family Association, who brings up Mormons and Muslims and says they have a completely definition of who Christ is other than the founding fathers, and they don't deserve First Amendment protections as, you know, as a consequence of that. And Romney, all he would say is poisonous language doesn't advance the cause. Never softens a heart. This is his words. Nor change a single mind. The blessings of faith carry the responsibility of civil and respectful debate. And what he said, and I thought this was actually pretty good. I would give Romney high marks for this. He said the task before us, because they're at a summit talking about conservative issues, is to focus on the conservative beliefs and the values that unite us, and don't let an agenda narrow our vision or drive us apart. And I think some people figured he was firing back kind of at the pastor's remarks, but really, he was sort of setting the stage for the man who was coming after him. Interesting, isn't it? And it's a question that we can't tackle in one segment on America Tonight. Certainly to be continued, let's say.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the thing?